90.3 KEXP online all over the world at kexp.org. You're listening to Audio Oasis. My name is Charlize. I am the host of the show. It's now time for live music by Dude York on KEXP.
I love you guys. Thanks for being here. Here we go.
This doctor is so much pain. Up for days and bare from shame. Fear of ill effect, if you find satisfaction.
Music by Dude York here on Audio Oasis on KEXP. You just heard Tonight and Blackjack. Both of those songs are from their new album, Sincerely. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hey.
Thanks for coming here.
Thank you so much.
So good to be here.
When you guys were playing, I had this visual of waking up in the morning, and I have dehumanized. I have a local music section in my house, and I have dehumanized, you know, in the local music section. And I just, like, saw the pink and the blue. It was nice. It was nice.
I mean, like it.
Yeah, you should try it with something you like, a record you like. Just have it poking out and wake up to it every morning.
Oh.
I have that with something, too.
I'm not going to go into that. So the last time you guys were here, it was, like, 4 years ago.
Five.
Oh, I think it was four.
It was 2012. It was like August of 2012. Half a decade, 4.5 years.
A lot's changed, right?
A lot has changed.
Wow.
You guys hadn't even released Dehumanize.
Nope.
Not at that point.
Do you remember if it was a thought at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we knew it was going to come out.
Yeah. Well, a lot has happened. You've released your second LP, which is called Sincerely, and it's on Hardly Art. Which is exciting, such an appropriate level, or appropriate label.
Yeah.
You're on an appropriate level and you're on an appropriate label. Yeah. One of the things I noticed about the album and the first LP is they both have one word titles. Is that a theme?
I mean, not intentionally.
With the third one, we'll see if it's intentional.
If it works.
Yeah, you know. We're a band that's into concision.
Yeah. It's iconic, you know?
Yeah.
So it is.
Trying to get there.
Yeah. Part of our definition of success is making iconic things.
It's working.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
You released.
Feels good.
Well, you released so many EPs. I've been following you all for a long time.
Yeah.
So many.
One of our earliest advocates, for sure. Yeah. Those EPs. Where are they now in the situation?
We have some in the library.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, freaky.
Yeah.
Freaky.
I've played The Lake.
Oh, that was a good one.
That's a good
one. Yeah. It's really good. Do you remember Andrew 2? That's a good song.
There's a couple like album length EPs.
Yeah.
Came out before I was in the band.
Yeah.
A lot of material.
Yeah.
Did you record anywhere crazy with those EPs?
Closets, your girlfriend's parents' house, your parents' basement.
My friend Mark's house.
My apartment at the time? Maybe, I think I was trying to encourage Peter to sing, to do vocals in his car for some reason at one point, which I don't think we ever did, but that was on the list.
That's a cool idea for a DIY ISO booth. I like that a lot.
I think that's what Car Seat Headrest, that's where he got his name, actually.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Do you all ever remember a documentary that had like you guys and Chastity Belt?
Oh yeah.
Such a long time ago, and I was looking for it on YouTube and I couldn't find it.
I'll link it to you. It's on there.
Are you guys originally from Spokane?
No.
No.
Oh. Where was that documentary made?
It was made by, I think, a guy named Alex Folkerth, who I believe lives in Seattle now, but he was in Chastity Belt's class in school.
I remember watching it.
It's like 15 minutes. It's like not a small, I mean, it's a short film, but it's not a small film.
I guess when you like something, you just remember things.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen this documentary.
I can't believe I haven't shown it to you. As vain as I am, I'm like a prominent character in that movie.
So the new album was... You've all worked with some legendary people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah.
I just want to take this opportunity to say through the airwaves, Cody Vadalato, aka JR Slayer. We love you to death.
Yeah. He's so cool.
He's great. Cool. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
The coolest.
Yeah. And he was pretty much the one who got the whole project of Sincerely moving and serious.
Is it Sincerely or Sincerely?
I don't know. I think, you know, it's comfortable with people saying it however they like.
Thanks.
I thought that's just how like you say Sincerely and
right.
And that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back to the story.
Yeah. We were playing this fundraiser at the top of the garage of Hotel Max downtown. And the fundraiser was then revealed by one of the organizers to be actually like a $30,000 party. And Cody was playing in the band that played after us. And while we were playing, the bartender just like stole all the booze and like brought it out to everybody and made it an open bar situation. So we, I think, played Rock and Roll Part 2 for 15 minutes as part of our set.
We played it for like 3.5 minutes, and then we played our set. But we still did play Rock and Roll Part 2 for 3.5 minutes because it was that kind of night.
So this...
Yeah, Cody enjoyed the fun we were having with it. And
that's how this all happened.
Yeah, and Cody was like, I want to record you. And then we demoed some songs, and we gave them to Cody, and Cody said, let's get John Goodmanson to record this. And I said, oh, I've always wanted John Goodmanson to record my rock band. And then we made a record.
Is that true?
Yes.
I'd always wanted to work with Cody, seeing him like almost every other month at the old firehouse in Redmond as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them one time. One of the most memorable experiences watching the Blood Brothers for me was one of those situations. There was like an unannounced headliner, and it was Mudhoney.
Oh.
It was crazy.
I remember when Blood Brothers broke up, and I was sad.
Same. It's a trauma I don't know if I'll ever recover from.
Yeah.
That was such a good band.
I'm glad
more good records.
Yeah. But I'm glad that this happened.
I mean, it freed up some time eventually for Cody to
to do this.
10 years later, the calendar finally opened up.
Yeah. So you guys all, you know, there's Peter songs and Claire songs. Yeah, and everyone gets crazy over both of them, or maybe just me. And I just wanted to ask about the songwriting process, because I find myself like, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited about this Claire song. And then I'm like, oh, this Peter song. And I just wanted to ask about...
That's a good reaction.
I think other people have those reactions too. Actually, Snuff Redux, my friend in the band, we talked about it. We talked about it on Twitter.
Aww.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Publicly? Love is it a public
tweet?
Go back
and look at it.
Or a DM?
Go look. No, go back and look. Wow. Documented. So the songwriting process of these hits.
I can't really speak to Claire's songwriting process, but my songwriting process is trying to do, like, I've got my Netflix on. Usually I'm watching The 100. Shout out to the CW and The 100. also, I got like podcasts going just like off my phone. I've got the radio playing and I'm like writing songs from there. And
bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah, I want to be as distracted as possible while I'm writing. And sometimes, though, I'm too distracted and all I get is like a little piece and I just bring that in to Andrew and Claire. And sometimes that becomes its own full-fledged thing, too.
Yeah. I think we have, we definitely like, we'll have, both of us have like part of a song and then, or like more or less a fleshed out sort of whatever, the chords, the melody, like an idea of a song, but by the nature of like bringing it into practice versus like recording a demo and being like, this is it, that lets the other two people like make their parts a little. And so that's how it is always collaborative, but definitely like we bring in various songs at various stages of doneness.
That totally resonates with me, bringing in a song but leaving a lot of room for you guys to stretch your legs.
Yeah, and I find like even if I have sometimes a pretty clear idea of like this is what I thought it would sound like, then you just have to like leave the room to be like, but that's not what it's going to sound like. And it's going to be better because we made it together.
Yeah.
What's the word? Is it par-cooked?
Parboiled.
Parboiled is definitely a thing. Is par-cooked a thing where it's like partially cooked?
Soft-boiled eggs?
I think par-baked.
Yeah, par-baked. Par-baked. Okay,
common.
Yes.
Is that like a...
Do you bake or boil songs? I mean, that's really...
Well,
it depends on the song, right?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, you either braise them until they are soft and tender, or you put them on broil until they're chiseled and rock hard.
I'm trying to think of which songs are soups, which songs are stir fries, which songs are pastas.
I think we should hear them.
And you don't want your songs to be overdone, so.
No.
Yeah.
You got to take it out early because people bring their own heat.
Yeah. What what do you think this next song,
sure.
what would you like in this next song too?
I think this next one is like a nice bowl of spaghetti, some bolognese.
I want to be involved in this.
Is that the way
this is my
feel?
Interview?
Yeah, my bad.
You guys talk to each other all the time.
we have some control
here.
Do you want to join our group text?
Please.
Okay.
We should start a new group text with you.
Dude York Please. Plus Charlize.
We've got a lot of Dude York plus another person group text.
Oh, great.
Sometimes it's confusing.
I have one going with Kessia and my creator girls, Kessia and Ceci.
The best.
And Bobby, like who made one of your videos. And we talk about Nashville.
Oh, I love Nashville.
So, love Nashville.
I can't believe I just admitted that.
I just caught up on the most recent episodes last night.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
My face was literally
oh, my
like
gosh.
This.
No. It's...
Claire's making
for like
a
no, I cr- I actually had a
for
tear.
Like 2 minutes.
I had a tear, and I had to like, I texted them, and I was like, "I'm sorry."
I mean,
but
no
I really
spoilers.
Do.
You ever notice how Raina James sounds just like Arena Jams?
No.
I but think about that
now,
a lot.
Now, we have to hear more music. Like we have to. So. Here's
our Nashville cover.
This song is called I Feel This Way. No, I mean, it's called This The Way I Feel.
What's the song about?
It's about feeling ways.
Complaining, but I take dangerously broke. Be the punchline to a joke, then a 2 liter of coke to clean behind the caution rope. Early bird pays $15, gets the worm to ride the bus. Waited for an hour plus, showed up 25 years late. Every sidewalk hides a cyclist, every sidewalk hides a violence. Just pour that Coca-Cola, beach the pigment from the pit. Oh, that's just the way. Oh, that's just the way. Oh, that's just the way I feel, yeah. Oh, that's just the way. Oh, that's just the way. Oh, that's just the way I feel, myself as I Google crew of help to get directories pulled up. To friend my therapist, I message, hey, what's up? Legally, he can't respond, and I know this, but legitimately, I need a reaction. Then in our next session, neither of us mentioned, I promise. Just the way I feel, yeah. Oh, that's just the way. Oh, that's just the way. Oh, that's just the way.
Jude York, live on KEXP.
Thing I've ever seen.
You're listening to live music by Dude York here on Audio Oasis on KEXP. You just heard Love Is and The Way I Feel. There's a lot of good things about Love Is, that song. There's a lot of good things about all the songs that you guys played today. And you guys have some videos coming up.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome. You guys are working on a new video?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are you working with?
The one that we just did?
We just worked with Carlos Lopez.
Cool. You guys have worked with all of the good ones for your videos. I can't wait to see this one. Yeah, I just watched Cannibal and Hesitate, and I was like freaking out.
Those are really fun to make.
Yeah.
Cannibal was really, really fun to make.
Yeah. So you have a South by Southwest tour, or you're playing South by Southwest. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to get through all that stuff so we can get to Would You Rather.
Oh, great.
So we got all the business taken care of. Okay, ready? All right. Would you rather be a potato or eat a potato and feel its pain?
Oh.
I would rather eat the potato and feel the pain.
Really?
Yeah. That's a really, that's kind of an exhilarating concept right there.
Yeah.
I mean, well, can you elaborate on what it means to be a potato?
You're just like a yellow
like you
potato.
Can't
and you have like this things
potato
growing
can't
out
like
of you,
you can't like just, feel or think. You
you're
just
in the
are.
Yeah, you just yeah.
But apparently you can feel pain. That's the only thing is if someone eats you, you will feel pain.
Yeah.
Then yeah, I think I would like to eat the potato and feel the pain.
Because I love potatoes.
Well, I think
empathy.
You feel the pain of the potato. It's not your pain.
I always say tate or die. That's my motto.
That is.
And so if I can't eat potatoes, then I guess I want to die, is what that means.
Okay. Tate or die. Would you rather hear covers of Dude York songs on a flute or an accordion?
Accordion.
Flute.
That sounds like a really good orchestration.
Say melodica.
I have them on both. But melodica is right in between
exactly.
the flute and the accordion. But that's not an option. But yeah, I'm going to just like, yeah, be my own person and say melodica. It's because it's not
that's not
good,
the game.
Okay, my bad. Let's go with accordion for Peter.
All right.
My dad plays accordion, so maybe he could learn them.
Yeah, I almost picked harpsichord, but I would be into that.
Andrew also plays the accordion.
Oh.
I'm a very bad accordionist, but I do own an accordion, which makes me like slightly qualified to...
Hey, so this could actually happen.
I'd say, in a way, I own... I have access to two accordions.
Wow, this could actually happen.
So does that make me twice the accordion player you
are? Oh, without a doubt.
A three-piece, all accordions Dude York. I mean,
yeah.
I wouldn't be in this version because I don't have one.
If
I've got
get,
a concert.
If we get even no a little bit good, we might have a chance of opening for Weird Al.
That would be cool. I have more questions.
Do you want to get an accordion?
I want to ask all of them.
Yeah.
Accordion endorsement. Okay.
Sit on a thumbtack or stub your toe.
Stub my toe.
I mean, I do it all the time anyway.
Because my question to that would have been, where are you sitting on the thumbtack at? Because there's a place where it wouldn't hurt.
I can't take that risk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blows my mind.
That's why you asked that question.
I thought about it and I was like, you know, there's a place where it wouldn't hurt.
I'm always getting punished by the law of averages, so definitely stubbing the toe.
Yeah.
It's
Would you rather eat whatever is between your toes or drink a bottle of Tabasco sauce?
A bottle of Tabasco sauce.
I think I'd rather eat what's between my toes.
I think I'd eat what's in between my toes.
Because I know where... I mean, I know where my toes have gone.
Well, okay, how fast do you have to drink what's in the Tabasco?
I would say like a shot.
Okay, you got to down the... Is it the tiny bottle? Or a regular sort
it's
of
restaurant-size
bottle.
Restaurant size.
I think I'm going to eat what's between my toes.
So it would just be like
I'm nasty.
Would we be doing like one shot of Tabasco or many shots of Tabasco?
I mean, you got to drink that bottle.
You're doing like four shots in one.
It's probably it's at least a shot and a half in there.
I mean,
two.
Yeah.
I think it's like four.
I don't know.
Maybe four.
But I don't understand volume.
I'd shoot the hot sauce.
Well, it's four like... regulation, like Canadian shots.
Yeah.
It's 4 ounces, probably.
I have two more.
It's like two American shots.
Two
you
more
call the shots.
That I'm going to ask. Not have lips or not have a nose? The band would be over if it didn't have lips.
It's That's true, I guess.
Maybe if you didn't have a nose, you would just sing differently.
I think maybe not have a nose. I don't know.
Can I still talk?
I think it would be something like...
No.
No.
No lips means no mouth opening?
I mean...
Like in The Matrix where Agent Smith is like, and how will you protest, Mr. Anderson? And his mouth is closed. Or...
Yeah, I think it's like that.
Or is it kind of like...
I think there's just nothing. There's nothing. Yeah.
I think I'd look kind of cute without a nose. Yeah. I like my nose a lot.
You'd look all right.
I think I look great all the time, but...
Yeah.
I would be interested to see my face without a nose.
I have one more. Accidentally mistake your boss for your girlfriend or boyfriend and make out with them or tell your mom about your first time. Oh. No choice.
My boss is pretty cool. I think that she would just think that was funny, so... She'd be like, you're crazy. Were you drunk?
No. That sounds horrific to me. That does not sound right.
Yeah, I would way rather talk to my mom about my first time.
I would not rather do that.
I think I've already done that.
Can I say been there, done that, and not disclose?
I guess so.
Cool. Both. So now we all know.
Now we all know. All right. Thank you all for coming here today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, this was really fun. Yeah. Sincerely, it's really great. You all will go on to great things.
Thank you.
Thanks. You're listening to live music by Dude York here on Audio Oasis 90.3 KEXP Seattle.